Hello and welcome to The Singer's Vault. I'm Artistic Director and Conductor Matthew Culleton. Episodes of The Singer's Vault brought to you in part by Kati Lowry and Lori Jacoby, as well as John Steinke from GS Investments. This is Matthew Culleton, conductor of The Singers, and today my guest, my first guest, very appropriate, is Brian Blessing. Hey, Brian.
Hello, Matt.
So for those of you who don't know, Brian has been my music advisor for 16 years, going on 17, meaning that Brian and I program everything together. Brian, how's that worked out for you?
It's worked out wonderfully, actually. It's been amazing to not only perform in this amazing ensemble, but be able to help shape some of the programming and help fill in the gaps and come up with what the group is going to be performing.
Many people don't know this, but Brian, you are the member of the choir that I've known the longest, going back to 1998 when you were a student at Staples High School and I was a singer in the men's chorus.
Yeah.
Are we at 22 years?
It's a long, yes, I think so. At 22
years. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yes, it's amazing. Yes. The best part was, is that I believe my dad was the one that sat in between the two of us.
That's right. Just one person.
Just one person in between. Yes.
So, here we are 22 years later and you're teaching middle school or junior high? What's the clarification there?
Yep. Middle school. Yep. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I teach in Bloomington, Minnesota, teach choir and music exploration there, general music class, and teach about songwriting and playing guitar and keyboards and all kinds of fun stuff.
So, Brian, we together kind of found out the exciting news that the Singers were invited to perform in Milwaukee this past March. At the time, we did not know that was going to be the last performance that the ensemble gave in that season before the pandemic hit. But do you remember any immediate thoughts that came to your mind when we found out that the Singers were going to, in fact, be performing at the American Choral Directors Conference?
Yes, you know, we've sung at a handful of the ACDA conferences, both state and regional and at a national level too. They're always so exciting because you get a chance to perform in front of the best choir directors and choir directors around the area. And going to Milwaukee, the thing that it's always so fun about those programs is that, you know, the choirs get about a 25-minute spot to perform. And so really thinking about what type of program you'd like to bring and show your audiences, just a chance to kind of have a little capsule or encapsulate what it is that we do. And so it's a great chance to just kind of feature a lot of different pieces that we had done, not only recently, but also things that we were approaching or projects coming up, and a chance to really show choir directors, just all the great things that we can do in the multi-state region and give them more reasons to come to the Twin Cities to come see our performances.
Yeah. And one of the things that I remember we were talking about, we always have programmed these with some sort of focus on some of our composer relationships that really have meant a lot to us over the years. And in this case, we brought music of Abby Batinas and Jocelyn Hagen and our composer in residence, Tim Takash. But we also brought music of Melissa Dunphy, who's become a friend of the Singers organization. And then we also brought, of course, two movements from Craig Hella Johnson's Considering Matthew Shepard, which, of course, we'd be practicing right now and getting ready for. But I remember we decided pretty early on to let it be kind of a statement program about relationships and welcoming in everybody. So we started with Abby's Carol of the Stranger, which really says that. What was your kind of takeaway from our programming scheme on this concert?
Yeah, I thought the thing that I felt as we were rehearsing it and what came to fruition during the performance was just how much the audience was pulled in, how much the audience was welcomed immediately with Abby's pieces, but really taking us all the way through, all the way up through all of us, through Craig's piece in the end. I think people had just an amazing experience that watched the program. People leapt to their feet at the end and applause and just the being able to soak up that entire program. It was such a, it was some new music, maybe there, particularly pieces like Melissa Dunphy's piece Tim's piece as well, being so new, a good chance that people hadn't heard them before. It brought those pieces to a wider audience, but I think people just had that sense of welcome right away and really just had a beautiful choral concert experience to be in the audience.
I've chosen this program to lead off the podcast series because it did to me feel like a really special performance. And part of, I think, what sticks out with me is that this was right before the pandemic and the shutdowns and things. And you could sense from both the artists in our choir, but also really there was a vibe throughout the conference of kind of a skittishness, a nervousness about what we were hearing in the press and all that. And I know that if the conference was a week later, it would have been canceled, no doubt about it.
Yes, yeah.
So we brought this program that we got a lot of really positive feedback about. Abby's piece, I think, has done really well, The Carol of the Stranger, on a text by Minneapolis poet Michael Dennis Brown. And then Tim Takash's piece on a very special text by another of our good friends, Minnesota Public Radio retiree, Brian Newhouse. But Brian's been a friend of the organization now for a long time. And then we brought these two pieces from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. Any memories that stick out or any performances of these individually that stick with you?
Yeah, I think, like you said, Matt, I mean, with starting out with Abby's piece, that big welcome right away, to Melissa Dunphy's piece, I think just feeling that groove right away in the piece and watching the audience start to kind of move with us and bounce a little bit. I think our audience today listening to this program will do the same thing wherever they're listening to it. And then I would say Bruce Broquist, just such a talent. I mean, what an amazing human being he is, going out to start out Craig's first piece.
The Innocence, that's right.
Just incredible. I mean, just, you know, I think the audience just held their breath. You know, listening to him start that piece of The Innocence, and the choir felt that too. It was just a joy to just listen from the stage, you know, and look out at the audience and see people just breathless.
Brian, thanks for taking some time to talk about this program, and thanks for being my first podcast guest. Seems very appropriate.
Programming and working with you is just such a joy and an amazing experience to get to bring just some of the best choral music, both new and classic and things, but just bringing a wide variety and just the best things we can give to our community.
Peace and grace be to this house where all are welcomed in. Receive the guest, receive this heart. Tell the stranger, tell. Tell the stranger what you cannot tell those who love you and desire your joy. Tell.
Tell. To them together. This performance was from March 2020, recorded at the American Choral Directors Association Conference in Milwaukee. Music was by Abby Batinas, Melissa Dunphy, Jocelyn Hagen, Timothy Takash, and Craig Hella Johnson. For full program lists, check out our website, www.singersmca.org. I'd like to thank my guest today, my first guest on the podcast, Brian Blessing, who has been a member of the choir and my music advisor since 2004. I hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Singer's Vault. Again, check out our website for more information about upcoming podcasts and guests. Thanks so much. This is Matthew Culleton saying farewell.